Hey guys, welcome back to the Cody Kuna Podcast. This week we talked to Leva Kivi, who you guys might have seen before because he made a very interesting video about how he experienced using Duolingo to learn Japanese for over 3 years.
Before we get started, make sure the like button isn't there anymore, but hope you guys enjoy the conversation.
All right, so Leva Kivi, can you give us a quick background of who you are and where you're at today?
Okay, sure. So I am Leva Kivi, and I have a YouTube channel of an age of about 1 year. At least the first video was uploaded a year ago. And I guess I have about 20,000 subscribers. And I mostly make videos about, you know, all kinds of stuff. A lot of, such as learning Japanese and, you know, some programming stuff and other ideas that I've had. So I don't have like a pigeonhole for making Japanese videos. So I'm not only fixated on making Japanese videos, but I also make, you know, art videos sometimes, but Japanese seems to be the main thing people come to my channel for so far. So
how long have you been studying Japanese?
Well,
up until now?
I guess right now it's been 3 years and exactly 2 months. It's the 5th of December today, so it's been exactly 2 months and 3 years. So I started in 2018 on the 5th of October, so...
Yeah, a lot of people probably know you because you made a video about your experience like using Duolingo for a really long time. So can you talk about like your maybe your methodology when you started learning Japanese and how that evolved?
Okay, so basically, I was learning Russian at first. Like, I had been learning Russian in school, but I started learning Russian on my own because that just sounded fun for some reason. And I checked out Duolingo. Like, when I started learning Russian, I started doing it on Duolingo because, you know, back then it was like the new thing. Duolingo was the new thing for learning languages on your own. And I actually found it kind of enjoyable in the sense that I had a pretty bad experience with learning Russian in school before that, but Duolingo felt like it felt different. It didn't feel like I like as boring and as tedious as it was to learn Russian in school, and I didn't have the same kind of pressure. So I felt like I was actually learning something, and it took very little effort compared to school. So I was learning Russian for maybe 100 days straight. Then I quit for a while, then I came back, and I actually started using Anki for Russian as well, and that lasted for around 40 days. And before I quit learning Russian, I actually started learning Japanese at the same time. I mostly just checked it out. I wasn't going to be serious about it. I was just like, you know, my friend was learning Russian at the same time, I mean, learning Japanese at the same time as I was learning Russian, so I actually kind of knew what learning Japanese looked like, and it kind of seemed pretty fun in the sense that I was pretty interested in learning languages that do not have the same writing system or the alphabet as, you know, English or Estonian. I don't know why, but it just kind of seemed cool. So I started out on Duolingo and just kind of went from there, and it was pretty fun. So I decided that I'm going to continue. And so about 2 weeks into using only Duolingo, I decided that I'm going to get more serious about learning Japanese. So I also started using Anki with the Core 2 K6K deck, which I mention on my videos a lot, which is basically just a deck that has like 6,000 words in it, like common words. So that's pretty much it. I pretty much used Duolingo and the Core 2 K6K deck for a really long time, for a little over 2 years, I think. And actually, the Duolingo video, which I made, it's kind of funny that it got so big. I didn't expect it to get so big, but I suppose it kind of hit well with the algorithm because, you know, it has Duolingo in it and a good thumbnail and a really angry-sounding title. So it kind of got picked up. Now, I guess now I'm the Duolingo guy, which is kind of, I don't know. But so with Duolingo, my experience was that I think it's all right for starting out, because it's like when you start out, you're most likely not as serious as someone who has already been learning for 100 days. You're just thinking about getting started. So you don't even know what it's like to learn a language. So I think it's a nice way to, you know, get the ball rolling and get started. But overall, I think it really loses efficiency and effectiveness. And so the reason why I used it for 800 days was because I just wanted to stay consistent. I didn't really want to quit because, first of all, if I would quit, then one method of learning would disappear that I already had been doing for so long that I had a long streak in. But the other reason was also that I was going to quit already, but then they updated the course, and then they updated the course again. Like, they made it longer two times. I mean, they made it like two separate occasions where they made the course longer, so I kept on doing it really slowly. I actually didn't spend a lot of time in it. I only did like one lesson a day, so it took really long. So I just let my streak go to something like over 800 days. And a part of this was also because I actually knew that I wanted to make a video on reviewing it. So like, I was like already like 600 days in, and I was like, okay, I'm going to make a video reviewing Duolingo. So I'm just going to gather dots and stuff like that for making a video. So that's one of the reasons why it got much longer than maybe if I wasn't going to make the video, then maybe I wouldn't have used it for so long. But I think it's still fair. Like, I still used it, so.
Yeah, that's interesting. Like, one of the motivations is,
yeah, definitely,
maybe to share your experience with the community. I guess, yeah, like, maybe because like a lot of people when they learn Japanese, they also do like like people we talk to, they do like a 1 year update or 3 year update. So that's probably like a motivator too. Like, oh, I'm so close, I can't give up right now. You gotta make my 3 year update for the community.
Yeah, definitely. But,
how would you say that Duolingo is friendly for beginners? Because we've actually tried using Duolingo just for a video, but we found that like the method that they basically use is like having you guess what the answer is, and then you kind of just remember what the what the correct answer should be. But like, what's been your experience? Do you feel like it was a good method in terms of getting the basics?
Well, okay, so one thing is that Duolingo has changed since I first used it, like as a beginner. So it's still mostly the same, but it has changed a bit in the sense that, for example, when I was doing Russian with it, then I was mostly just typing with my keyboard. It didn't really have the word bank. Yeah, it didn't have the word bank back then, but now they, at least on the mobile version, they force you to use it and stuff like that. So I think my main reasoning is not actually whether or not Duolingo is effective in the beginning, like for learning, but rather than it's effective for you to keep on learning. Depends on the person, of course. For example, I know people who do Duolingo for the first time and they want to rage quit on the first lesson. I think it's usually when you already have some experience with the language and you like Duolingo likes to give you the wrong answer even if you write something correct and it just corrects you because you didn't write it the same way. And so essentially, I think for me it was that I came from learning Russian in school or, you know, English. So compared to that, it was like much better. However, you know, I think I don't recommend Duolingo for the sake of Duolingo. I just recommend Duolingo for starting out for the sake that it's just so easy to, there's not a lot of friction between you getting started and setting up software and having to learn how to use anything. So it's just like, if somebody says that they have been thinking about learning, I don't know, German, for example, I'll just say that, well, if you're thinking about it, you can just try out German on Duolingo and see if you can stick with it. And if you don't like Duolingo, then you can try something else. If you like it, you can stick with it. But over time, you should probably get more serious with it and try some other methods as well, like at the same time or just move on.
Right. And so how long were you using Duolingo every day for? Because like on the, when you sign up, it's like 5 minutes a day is like the normal. And if you're like, if you say you're hardcore, it was like 15 minutes a day.
Yeah. I guess it's like they have those, or at least they used to have those XP formats where like 50 XP is the hardcore version, which is they changed how that hardcore. They changed how those things worked as well, but it's like for me it was, I think I used to do I used to do quote unquote 50 XP per day, which is five lessons, which means that you start a lesson and finish a lesson five times. So not five skills, but five, you know, lessons, like where you have to go from begin to the start to the end. So which translates anywhere from between, I think, 15 to 50 minutes per day in the beginning. Because I do remember how when I was using the keyboard and doing those try not to make three mistakes challenges and stuff, I kept failing those sometimes, so I had to do it again and all over again, and so those took a lot of time sometimes. But honestly, for the most part, for like after I finished the course, I don't remember exactly how when I finished the course for the first time. Like, I gilded the entire tree in the first version of the Japanese tree, so I used it for, after that I started using the Japanese to English tree for a while, which is like the Duolingo version for Japanese speakers that want to learn English. So, but I only did like not the hardcore 50 XP per day, but the 10 XP per day, so only one lesson, so something like, I don't know, 2 to 10 minutes a day, I suppose, for the rest of the time, pretty much. Sometimes took longer, but usually it was pretty fast. So in total, I think I spent around, I think, less than 100 hours on Duolingo in total, I think. I assume it was something around 70 to 100 hours, I think, is my total play time, so to speak, on Duolingo.
I see. So how would you rate, like, the vocabulary they teach you and how much it like helps with comprehending real media, especially even after 3 years?
I honestly think that, I mean, the vocabulary itself in Japanese seems to be fine because they're pretty common words. I feel like, okay, if I try to recall what words they taught on Duolingo, I remember one of them, like the hard words, so to speak, were like lawyer and jail, or like prison and stuff like that, which, thinking back, don't seem hard at all, in the sense that they're so common words that once you get to a certain level, they're just, you know, basic words. But at the time, they felt like, what? Why do I need to learn this? Like, when am I ever going to hear the word lawyer when I'm still like a kind of a noob? So I think the vocabulary is fine, but the issue just is that I think Duolingo is pretty bad for learning vocabulary, actually, besides, you know, like the basics. So for me, I did the Anki Kortu K6K deck at the same time, so most of my vocabulary actually just came from that, and Duolingo was more like just a supplement that I don't know how many words I learned from, because, you know, I learned the same words with Anki at the same time. But I think the main benefit of Duolingo is just they kind of make you do those output exercises and those, which, I don't know, to be honest, the main thing I like about Duolingo is using it for learning hiragana and katakana when you get started. But after that, like, when you finish those, which take like 1 day or two, then it's like you decide whether or not you want to continue or switch to something else. So I actually remember, like, the first days where I used it, I do remember, like, reading the notes about the particles and stuff like that. So they do have like those grammar notes and stuff where they teach you about the wa and ga and o particles and so on. And then the comment section also had a lot of information. So basically people correcting or giving additional information that Duolingo didn't give. So I think those things were pretty helpful, but overall, I wouldn't say Duolingo is good, I just, for learning overall, But I think it's, you know, okay for getting started like the first few weeks to a month or so.
I see. Can't wait for the 4-year update video. The classic waiting for or having the community wait for the next big thing, which I mean, I feel like in a way is kind of a blessing and a curse in terms of you have motivation to do it, but sometimes it could also act as pressure. But
yeah, I mean, it's like the first video was like, okay, we're now getting started after 600 days. And then the 3-year one was like, I was hoping that this is like I can make an update video that this is going to be the last update video. But like, obviously not. Now it's like, okay, the 3-year update video. Are you fluent yet? Not really. Okay, so the 4-year update video. Are you fluent yet? Oh, no, not really. So is it just going to keep going like that forever? But like, will there ever be some last update video or something? I'm not really sure, but probably actually, in the sense that, did I ever stop learning English? I mean, technically no, but in a way, yes, in the sense that even the last 2 years or something in school, while I was learning English, like even the class contents really didn't feel really challenging. The only thing I remember learning was, I used to make this mistake without English output which was instead of saying for example, I used to say for an example, which is correct in a specific context, but usually I was like using it wrong. So that's the only thing I remember that I learned. And I guess the teacher just let me not go to the class for the last 1 year.
But I think now is a good time for the classic message at the end of every episode, the one that everyone comes on the show for. And Liv Akivi, I know this has been on your mind for a couple of years. As soon as you made that first update video, you're like, oh, what do I say for the Korekara message to the Korekara squad when I come on? So now is the time. You've had all the time to think about it, so I'm gonna put you on the spot here. What is your message to the Korekara squad?
Okay, so no matter what you're learning, be it Japanese, be it programming, or anything else. Okay, I didn't think this far, but...
you're there like all those years back, and you're like, this is it. That's it right there.
Yeah, okay, so I think the main thing that I suppose can help most people is that you don't have to go all in all the time. Like, learning to be consistent, even if you do something for 15 minutes a day, goes a really long way. Like, a lot of people, it's really easy to say that you can just, oh, you know, you should just age head all the time. You just watch anime 10 hours a day, do Anki for 3 hours, and, you know, listen to podcasts while you're sleeping. But I think a lot of people don't realize that most people are really busy, in the sense that they're working full-time jobs, and not like all their weekends and stuff like that and nights are free either. So if you can just start by doing something 15 minutes a day, even 5 minutes, 5 to 15 minutes, start working up from there, but don't move the goalpost, in the sense that if you start feeling burnt out, you don't need to quit, but you can just, you know, reduce the volume of what you're doing, but just keep on going, in the sense that even with 15 minutes a day, it's like, in 10 days, that's 150 minutes. So if you didn't do anything, that's already over nearly 2.5 hours that you can, you know, if you put 2.5 hours into learning programming every week, so it's going to stack up over time, you know. That's something like 100 hours a year or something,
right?
So yeah, that's it pretty much. Just stay consistent and do something instead of, you know, burning yourself out, and just build up from there,
right? You'd love to hear it. 15 minutes a day keeps the doctor away.
Hey guys, thanks for making it to the end of the podcast. Really enjoy talking to Liv Akivi and his experience using Duolingo to learn Japanese. But, Raza?
But comment down below if you've ever used Duolingo before. I don't know. Comment down below if you use comment down below if you use Duolingo to learn hiragana and katakana.
Embarrassing admission.
hey, we don't judge over you. But of course, as always, gotta shout out the patrons supporting the Korekara podcast. Hopefully we'll get some members getting shouted out over here as well. But we got Kevin, Cedric, Alan, Jonathan, Faraz, Brit, Rich, Pan, Quaid, Alan, Card, Cage, 90, Drew, Jack, Yui, and Sad Boy.
Nice.
Nice.
Peace, you sound.
Peace.